The title is Christ in Our World, Waiting for the Gospel? Question mark. That's a deliberate question mark at the end, and I'll explain what I mean by that title, Christ in Our World. What I would have said in three sections. The first section would have been very short, summarized. It would be about one word. What I learned from Father Alexander Schmemann by listening to him now for 46 years. I started listening to him 46 years ago when I went to St. Latimer Seminary as an 18-year-old student. And I've been listening to him ever since, reading, discussing, but mainly listening all the time. The second part of my talk would have been 10 minutes, and it would have been about what the first word, the first 5 minutes, would have referred to. Today. Part one of my talk would have been what I learned from Father Alexander Schmemann, liturgical theology summarized in one word, because he said many times, pay attention every time we sing in the church, today the Virgin gives birth to the supersubstantial one. Today he who hung the earth upon the waters. Today hell cries out groaning. I should not have accepted the man born of Mary. Today everything is renewed. The great Moses mystically foreshadowed today when he said, this is the seventh day. God blessed the day of rest. Pay attention to today. Today, that word, what I learned in liturgical theology, I would have drawn a straight line to today, what I, after 40 years in the priesthood in North America, was facing for the last 3 years. A church which was hurt, a church which had hurt itself, a church which had been, as our new metropolitan rightly said right after his election, a church which was raped. Some of you may know what I'm talking about. Father Leonid Kishkovsky in the last talk said that we have been living and coming out of a flaming inferno for the last 3 years. Actually, what he was referring to was what has been referred to as mainly a financial scandal, that there were not only rumors, not only allegations, but actual, and I was part of the documented proof of real, not only financial scandals. Some of those monetary things led to other bad things. So when I say that today, what my church, the Orthodox Church in North America, which I know from corresponding with some people in Europe, including France, that they look to our church as you have something besides you have Father Alexander Schmemann, whom you took from St. Sergius in France. I've heard that too, a long time ago. But I have heard that people in Europe, even in France, looked up to the OCA, and I think continue to do so, because I think all of us should continue to look at each other and to listen to each other. But this scandal that I was privileged even to work on, when it was going on and people were asking me, isn't it terrible what's happening to our church and all of that? I, perhaps because I was looking at it from a different angle, I would say, no, I think it's wonderful. What's wonderful about it is that everything now is coming up into the light. We now will be able to start seeing everything there is to see. So in brief, the scandal, the mess, the 10 minutes that I would have talked about would be something which had been growing in the OCA for close to 30 years. What has been growing has not come to an end, but it has come to the light. It's only in the past 3 years that a call to accountability, a very specific document, basically started pointing fingers in certain directions. Those fingers pointed in certain directions have now resulted in the deposition of a priest whom a lot of us knew and loved, who was the chancellor of the Orthodox Church in America, who was deposed, that is to say, his priesthood was taken away. It's only this week, Wednesday, that the lady on the committee that I served on and whom I called and still call the lady, my hero, because she was very persistent, she was served with papers suing her for her role. Now, some may say, this was a scandal and you should be ashamed of it. I paradoxically say, no, it's a wonderful thing. Because the finances, the things which made it horrible, also brought to light many things which needed being brought to light. Part of the wrong things going on in the Orthodox Church in America had to do with the way that bishops were threatening priests, the way that priests were excommunicating people for asking the wrong questions. There was, in other words, intimidation, there was finger pointing, there was recrimination, and all of this through the persistence of a dedicated few. And with the support of all of those other faithful priests and bishops who, through all of this, kept celebrating the Divine Liturgy, saying, "Blessed is the kingdom," praying, contributing, supporting, and giving, kept the church and the vision of the church alive. Now, that line from what I learned from Father Alexander Schmemann, what I said I could summarize everything I learned liturgical theology today. Pay attention to today. I, for 46 years, have been paying attention and have been listening to that. Sometimes nothing as good as water. From that healing which has begun to take place from today to the fact that what has happened in the Orthodox Church in America within even the past month, again, something that one of the priests referred to here, that we went to Pittsburgh to our 15th All-American Council in November, apprehensive, because we needed to elect a metropolitan, but who? The bishops that we have We're all somehow, and this is part of the work of the Special Investigating Committee on which I served, that Special Investigating Committee served that all of us in the church to various degrees were complicit in either doing the actual intimidation or letting ourselves be intimidated. I, having served on the Special Investigating Committee, openly told the other four members of that committee I was intimidated. And they said, so was I. But this release from this atmosphere is the beginning of something that permitted our church in Pittsburgh last month to elect a man who was a bishop for only 10 days, and this bishop did at that time say, we are going to move forward. And you can believe what he said because he had said the previous night, you know, something is wrong in our church if we can elect a man, make him a bishop, put him high up in the middle of the church on a platform, dress him like the Byzantine emperor, and say, may you long live, may you live forever. He said, something is wrong. But it's that man who now is leading the OCA. And I think that the spirit of openness, of accountability, of liberation, of searching for and not being afraid of the truth, wherever it leads you, is something that in our church is very wonderful and is very much needed everywhere. Personally, and I will close with this, I think that the Orthodox Church in America, which will celebrate its autocephaly in a year and a half on April 10th, 2010, it'll have been autocephalous 40 years. It will have gone through a lot, including what it's gone through the last 3 years plus 17. This growing scandal. But when we celebrate that autocephaly, we will be able to say, we've lived through a lot, we've come through a lot, and we've learned a lot, and we've been healed of a lot. And if I may, having said what I said, Your Eminence, I want to say that the 3 days that I have seen you in action, I've seen many bishops in my 40 years of priesthood. I would not only sing Ispolaiti Despota, but Your Eminence, I love you.